Jay Ashcroft, the Missouri Secretary of State, standing by to talk to us. The election has been certified. Hello, Jay.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas, dude. Almost.
Merry Christmas. I love Christmas music.
Do you? Even that French-Cajun weird crap I just had on?
Not so much that stuff. I love the old, you know, oh, come, all you faithful.
Yeah.
The reason for the season.
Yep, Silent Night. Mary, did you know that song makes me cry so hard?
Yes.
All right. I love those songs, too. All right, so you certified the election. That has to be done, right?
Yeah, it has to be done. It's really just going back over all the unofficial results that came out the night of the election. The local election authorities spend about 2 weeks going back through those numbers, recounting ballots. They have to audit at least 5% of all the ballots. They have teams go back and do that. Then we go back and look through everything that they did. And then when we're done with our check at the Secretary of State's office, then there's really a board, two judges and myself. We go back and look at those numbers and sign off so that people can trust the results. And, of course, other people can file lawsuits if they want.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it has to be done. And then every state has to do this, though. It's not just us. It's like everyone.
Yeah, it's a normal process. I mean, elections are important. They're not just for the candidates. They're really for the people. It's how we have a say over our government. So we want to go through that process to make sure that people can trust the results. And we have another little process coming up pretty quickly when the actual electoral voters will vote on the president and officially make Donald J. Trump the president-elect of the United States.
Yes, it's going to be awesome. Okay, so the certification process is 5%. You got to go through all that. But what is the role of the Board of State Canvassers?
Well, after all of the certifications are done by the local election authority and are done by the Secretary of State's office, then the three of us, the Secretary of State and two judges, we go through those reports that were filed explaining what the local election authorities did. We go through the numbers, looking through what the Secretary of State's office did. And if we're convinced, as we were, that things were done correctly, then we go ahead and sign off on it. There really hasn't been a time when we haven't certified those results, but the process is designed so that if there's a problem, if we're like, wait a minute, this doesn't add up, we can make sure we figure out what happened and what the real numbers are before we certify.
Awesome. All right. So, and we didn't have any problems, did we?
You know, there were minor things. There were some things where, maybe a fat finger punching in a number on election night. Somebody turned in a 35, and we went back over the numbers, and we're like, oh, wait a minute, that's supposed to be a 53. Nothing that changed elections. Mm-hmm. But we always, you know, humans make mistakes, so we want to double, triple check.
Yeah, it's got to be done. All right, so we are, you know, done with the election now. Everything's been certified.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I hate elections, and it's like it's a constant cycle. It's never going to end because in 2 years there's going to be another one for, you know, another part of Congress, and it's just, it seems like we never stop talking about it. It drives me insane.
Enjoy the 2 week reprieve before they start campaigning again for something.
I know. Ew. Now, I was telling people earlier that we have a lot of young people who are afraid to even talk about politics. They're banned from talking about it in school because the people who are on one side cannot tolerate the people on the other side, and that goes both ways. So they're not even allowed to talk about it. But they're not even registering. They're not voting. They're not trying to even get to the bottom of what's actually happening. They just watch TikTok, and that has to be the truth. They're not getting informed and getting involved because they think politics is a joke.
Yeah, unfortunately, sometimes politics is a joke, and I can't stand here with a straight face and tell you that the candidates that won will do what they said they would do when they were campaigning.
Yeah.
But we need people involved. Our system is designed for citizen involvement. I live, you live, in the greatest country on the face of the earth because of people that did the hard work of citizenship, including in that is voting and learning about the candidates and making good decisions. We owe a debt to them. And the only way we can pay it off is by being good citizens to continue on the blessings of liberty and tranquility we've enjoyed for future generations. We cannot leave government to the elected folks. We know what they'll do if we do that.
Gosh. And the last 4 years have been a really good example of what can happen. I sure would like to be able to feed my dog a little bit more. All right. So sports betting. That was, I couldn't believe how much controversy and arguments were going on about sports betting. I'm like, everybody does it. There are office pools. There are people. I'm not saying we do it here. Not saying it. But, I mean, everybody I know is like, want to bet? You know, everybody does it.
Yeah, it got very close. And during some of the counting procedures, because as they're going back through rechecking all their numbers, the election authorities, they don't do everything in the exact same order in every county. So at one time, the numbers had gotten to win within fewer than 500 votes as to whether or not that would pass. When they got through all of the numbers, it was around 3,000 votes, but it's less than half a percentage point difference, which is just incredibly close for an election.
That one got recounted a couple times, right?
They did the 5% audits. There was not a statewide recount called for, but there was a lot of double and triple checking those numbers by the local election authorities, yeah. And we did some of that also.
Yeah, okay. So Biden just pardoned 1,500 criminals and commuted the sentence of about 35, maybe 40 people, some of which I agreed with, some of them I don't know what they did, so I don't know why he's letting them out. It just seemed like he gave a free pass to a lot of people, including his son, after he said he wouldn't. So he is a liar.
I was going to wonder, are those 1,500 people, are they all related to the president, or are there some people that are not his family in that number?
I don't know. I think somebody just handed him a list of all their family members, and he signed it. I don't think he knows what's going on. But I think if he's going to, he should have just pardoned Trump. Wouldn't that have been a good move? The Democrats would have died. They all would have fell over dead.
You know, a lot of people would suggest doing that to be able to say that, oh, Trump had to be pardoned. Trump doesn't have to be pardoned. Trump didn't break the law.
He didn't do anything.
He did a lot, but it was good stuff.
Yeah.
And what a lot of people don't realize is you can reject a pardon. There's a Supreme Court case from, maybe 150 years ago that says you either accept the pardon or don't. And I think in President Trump's case, he would have said, no, I'm not going to accept your pardon. I'm going to court. I'm going to prove my innocence. We're going to have justice and the truth is going to come out.
Yeah.
I think that the whole pardon thing with the president, the current president, well, we have an acting president right now, but with Joe Biden, he's trying to protect himself.
Yep.
He doesn't want them to investigate his corruption.
Yeah, that's definite. That's definitely, I mean, Hunter definitely got a free pass for anything he even does in the future. That shouldn't be allowed. But I'm looking at Trump's cabinet picks, and
they're awesome.
They are. Tulsi Gabbard confuses me a little bit because of some of her thoughts on some of the foreign governments, but I think she will buckle down and do the right thing because she's a bit of a pit bull. She made Kamala look like a complete idiot in the debates.
Well, that's easy.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I thought that was an accomplishment until I got to know Kamala better than everybody.
Yeah.
Anybody can do that.
Yeah, it's pretty much done deal. And didn't you love that Trump Time Magazine? Yeah. Person of the year, he said she shouldn't have done it because she didn't know how to do the job.
She couldn't learn from Biden.
No, she couldn't. She can't learn, apparently. She doesn't even know. She has like a phone charger behind her ear trying to pretend she has an IFB.
Well, she grew up in a middle-class family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did. She did. And
that's
she's not
she
black, but, you know, there's that. All right. Will DOGE work? Do you think it's going to happen? It's a new federal program, DOGE. It's an acronym, of course. But we do need efficiency in government. But, my gosh, we need to spend some money on the military, and we need to do it fast because I think there are going to be some bad players coming for us. We need to build up, build fast, build strong, and put up the wall and get all these things done. So I think people are going to get frustrated with the spending. But I think once we cut regulations and drop the spending on a lot of the stupid things we're spending on now, it might equal out. What do you think?
I think we can do that. I think for my entire lifetime, Republicans have said they're going to cut spending, and we all kind of said, well, I hope they do, but they're probably lying.
Yeah.
I think they really want to do it. Ed Martin was on talking about impoundment. Vivek Ramaswamy, Elon Musk. I think they are committed to doing it. And look, the president, he doesn't let anything stop him. He got shot and he stood back up.
Yep.
He doesn't have to run for re-election. He knows that the political elites hate his guts. They tried to kill him. I think he's just like, well, let's keep it family friendly. I think he's just saying, I don't give a rip. I'm going to do what I think is right, and this is what needs to be done. So, yeah, I think he's going to do it.
Yeah, and he has no reason not to, because that's why people voted for him.
Exactly why. People are sick and tired of individuals that get up there and don't do what they said or just fall in line with the Unity Party. And, you know, everyone complaining from the left that he didn't follow the normal process for his picks for his cabinet, or they don't have this or they don't have that. Of course he didn't. He's sick and tired of what we've been getting for 50 years. That's why he's going a different direction.
Yep. And we're all over it, and we're all with him. So he can, you know, carte blanche, dude. Do whatever you want. I'm good with it at this point. I'm so sick
build
of being told
wall.
What I can't. Yeah. Build the wall out of people if we have to. I'm just over it. But the economy and the interest on debt is more than the defense budget. So a lot of people are worried about these tariffs, and China is making threats about, you do this, we're going to do that. And to China, we say, we're going to stop the EV mandate, so we don't really need you for much of anything. So there's that.
We've got to stand up. We've got to decide that as a country, we're going to do what's best for Americans, and we're not going to be scared. Our enemies will try to scare us. They will bluff and bluster. We've got a president that will lead us in the right direction. Let's all get behind him and tell the Chinese they can take a hike.
Yeah, I'm over it. I'm done with everybody being scared of China. Now, if China attacks, we're going to have a problem on our hands, because there's a zillion of them. And when it comes down to Taiwan, I think we're going to have a really big problem. If China goes in there, we're going to have to do something. So I think with the election of Trump, Taiwan breathed a sigh of relief, because I don't think the Chinese will make a move with Trump in office.
I don't know what they'll do. One thing we should remember, you know, yes, there are a billion Chinese. I don't think the Chinese people are our enemy, but the Chinese government is.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure we make that distinction, and that we fight communism and we stand up for the rights of Americans to live their lives the way they best see fit.
Yeah, but you got to remember, they do force their people to join the military, and
yep,
they are strong, and they have built their arsenal in the last 20 years.
No, you don't understand. They're weak because they don't pick their military people based on their gender or their race. Mm-hmm. They do it based on how strong and capable they are, which we all know won't work, right?
Right, yeah. Ha ha, joke. But I just had a soldier on who said that everybody in the military was cheering when Trump got elected, because they're sick of the DEI crap.
Yes.
and the pronoun.
I bet he loved
crap
the idea of Pete Hegseth.
Yeah, he did. He was very excited
a
about
soldier,
that.
Soldier.
Yep, he was super excited about that. And I think most soldiers are, and Marines, and, you know, Coast Guarders, and U.S. Air Force, even though they're probably golfing. Just saying. But we've got to do something about the defense budget. It needs to happen fast.
We do. And we've not just about the defense budget, but how we spend the money.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at naval procurement with some of the ships we've been building recently, where we're spending just immense amounts of money, and yet the ships aren't working. Look at the literal combat ships where they weren't even able to deploy them. We've got to change how we procure things and quit just shoveling money to defense contractors and ex-military people for stuff that doesn't work.
Yeah.
We need to put our men and women that are willing to stand on the line first and say, what do you need? What works? That's what we're going to do.
Yes, and then make it better than it's ever been before and make it workable. You know, with the conflict in Israel, and it's the last thing I'm going to have time to ask you, though, Biden did nothing but send a ship. He didn't really do anything. Shot off a couple missiles. That was about
it.
He
hurt Israel.
Yeah.
He made it harder on Israel. The reason why we're seeing the destruction of the terrorist organizations over there is because, in spite of America, the Israelis took the fight to the evil people. God bless them.
Yep. And they have absolutely decimated them. I mean, I literally had one of the IDF soldiers heading into Rafah on my show, and they went down and got rid of the Gazan threat at a pretty good pace. Then they went up north, and now all of a sudden Hezbollah's like, we want a buffer zone. We give. You know, the IDF is my idea of the perfect machine. They're perfect. The way that they fight, the way that they can blow up walkie-talkies and cell phones and pagers. And I don't know who that – it's like they've got some mastermind coming up with all this cool stuff. We need to hire that guy.
They remember that the purpose of the military is to kill people and break stuff.
Yep. And make the enemy sorry they stood up and yelled at us in the first place.
Don't give your life for your country. Make that other poor SOB give his life for his country.
Yeah, take him out. His life means less than yours because you're an American, right?
Amen.
That's what I think. You know, a lot of people are going to be mad at me for saying that. All lives matter. Not when they're trying to shoot me. Only mine does. Sorry. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft. Jay, it's been a pleasure, my friend. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to all. Thank you very much.
Have a good night. Bye. I mean, day. It's a day. It's like, I don't know. That whole non-sleeping thing, it might as well be night. I don't know what time it is.